Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jalen. How may I help you?
My name is Beverly Teague, and I have a charge on my credit card for you guys, and I don't know what it is.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, can you go ahead and just give me your zip code, please?
Get my what?
Your zip code.
28101.
You said 28101?
Yes.
Okay. And can you go ahead and verify your first and last name for me?
My name is Beverly Teague, T-E-A-G-U-E.
Okay. And can you verify your shipping address for me?
Well, the mailing address is P.O. Box 335. Street address is 131 Hickory Grove Road, McCannville, North Carolina.
Yes, ma'am. It's the P.O. Box. Okay. Yes, ma'am. I'm showing that you ordered a Focus watch, and then you ordered another Focus watch and had the Focus watch warranty added to that.
I don't remember doing that.
This was on the 15th of May. Where you only paid shipping for two smartwatches?
You paid shipping, just the shipping, and you charged me $69.
Yes, ma'am. So what happened when you first initially made the order of on the 15th of May for both of those products? You paid for the first one $5.97 only shipping, and then that second one you paid $18.94, and that was for the watch and its warranty that came with it. Also, when you also was putting that order, you had to agree to the fact of being 18 years older or agree to our terms and conditions, and that put you inside of a free 14-day trial, and you were supposed to cancel by the end of that, on the end of that 14th day, on that 14th day, I'm sorry. And due to you not calling to cancel your subscription with us, ma'am, you were billed for the total amount of the product.
That's really not the way it reads. You know what? It's kind of a scam thing because it really doesn't read that way.
Are you looking at the website now, ma'am?
Yeah, I looked at it again. It doesn't read like that. So, I mean, I guess I have to let it go, but I won't be doing that again for sure. Thank you.
You're welcome.